From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. The U.S. military today said Iraqi guerrillas killed two French civilians working for American contractors. Another Frenchman was wounded in the drive-by shooting west of Baghdad near Fallujah. Insurgents continue to target foreign aid workers and those employed by U.S. and Iraqi companies working on reconstruction projects.
Earlier today, I spoke about the continuing attacks on U.S. forces with Lieutenant General Ricardo Sanchez. He's commander of the Joint Task Force in Iraq, and he joined us via telephone from Baghdad. General Sanchez says that while the attacks by insurgents continue, they have fallen off substantially in number and intensity since the capture of Saddam Hussein.
Oh, absolutely. In the course of the last 3 weeks or so, the daily engagements that we have had across the entire country have dropped from a daily average of about 40 or so in the late November timeframe to a point today where we're experiencing less than 20 on any given day. And probably the most welcoming sign is that Iraqis are coming forward and cooperating with the coalition and openly stating that they want to get behind some of this instability and insecurity that's in the country and unilaterally turning in weapons and ammunition and pledging to cooperate for the future of the country.
Are they turning in weapons? Are they turning in insurgents as well?
Absolutely. It's happening across the spectrum where they're turning in insurgents. In some cases, their own family members. They're identifying weapons and improvised explosives. Both Iraqi security forces and just the average Iraqi is more willing to come forward and identify for us where people may be planning or may have, in fact, planted improvised explosive devices that are intended to attack our soldiers. So across the board, the level of cooperation has, in fact, increased.
Well, I realize you're not going to give a forecast here, but is 20 attacks a day a sustainable level of insurgency, say, over the next 6 months? Or would you just assume that come June, that number is substantially down from where it is right now?
Well, clearly, sir, from a military commander's perspective, you're trying to decrease the numbers of engagements that put your soldiers at risk as much as you possibly can. And our objective is to get that down to as low a level as possible. And we're doing that by trying to embrace the Iraqis. We continue to build Iraqi security capacities in the form of the Civil Defense Forces and the new Iraqi Army. And that's what's going to get us to a lower level of engagement. I am not going to state that we will eliminate it completely because I believe terrorism will continue to operate here in the country. So that will be a challenge for us as long as we're present in Iraq.
But implicit in what you're saying is 20 attacks a day is not acceptable. It's just an improvement over where we were before.
Oh, absolutely. What we need to do is we need to give the insurgents hope that they can become a part of society in a peaceful, democratic environment and therefore eliminate the former regime element as a threat. But as I stated, that doesn't mean the end of violence, even if we were able to accomplish that next 3 weeks.
You've spoken of the incentives to people to be part of building a new Iraq as opposed to opposing that process. What about the other side? How have your military tactics in going after people who are currently planting bombs or planning to plant bombs, how has that evolved over the past month or so?
Well, as we've been evolving our tactics, we have tried to ensure that we're cognizant of the sensitivities of the Iraqi people so that we're not alienating them as we conduct our offensive operations. We've improved our intelligence capabilities to the point where we can, in fact, launch fairly precise offensive operations that target insurgents where they're operating. And then where it is that we make mistakes, because inevitably you're going to make mistakes in this type of an environment where you're fighting a war, we immediately go back in and fix those mistakes, whether it's in repairing infrastructure that may have been damaged or taking care of any Iraqis that may have been injured or if killed, then we help the family out in those circumstances as well. So I think our offensive operations have, in fact, gotten more precise, and I believe we really have the upper hand at this point.
Well, General Sanchez, thank you very much for talking with us today.
Okay, sir. Thank you very much. It's been great talking.
Lieutenant General Ricardo Sanchez, who is the commander of the Joint Task Force in Iraq, spoke to us from Baghdad.